You were mentioning that there was a show listener at Poker Mutant wrote an analysis of the payout structures. I didn't look at it. Can you give us a quick rundown?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to mutantpoker.com, I think it's still the first story up there right now. But you're right, he did tweet us. It's not the first story up there, but I'll put it up in the show notes anyway. He basically took all the WSOPs that have been held at the Rio, so 2005 onwards, which all kind of have the similar number of entrants, between usually 6,000 to 8,000 people up in the Jamie Gold year. And he basically graphed them all. So you can kind of see all of the outliers and all of the change. And his point, getting to this, taking this sort of examination in there, is that probably more than ever, I might be sort of explaining this poorly, kind of more than ever, because of the way that the changes have been made, a larger number of people will be getting slightly less money this year, which I think is, intuitively clear. But he puts it out on a graph for what 2014 will be. Go ahead and check that out. And it's at mutantpoker.com. And I really appreciate that he took the time to send this to us and actually do this work, because it's never easy to conceptualize in your head, okay, here's the effect of guaranteeing everybody $1 million, and where does all of this money come from? And here's the effect of expanding the payouts from 12% of the field to, potentially 15% of the field, or whatever we might get if 1,000 people get paid. I guess it might even be higher than 15% of the field. It talks about, 2006, 2007, and all the overhauls that have been sort of made, and what happened with the $10 million guarantee last year. So, really interesting reading. Go on there and check it out. And I'm glad some people do the work like this, because, hey, sometimes other people who host poker shows are sort of lazy.